This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, January 8th, AD 2020. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At midnight on January 1st, Grace Gospel Chapel was demolished by suspected radical Hindu nationalists in a village called Kungalagaram, located in India's Tamil Nadu state, reports International Christian Concern. According to local Christians, the church was completely destroyed after the radicals vandalized 3 cars parked in front of the church building. Finland is introducing a 4-day work week and 6-hour days under a massive reform by the world's youngest prime minister, Sanna Marin, reports The Sun. The 34-year-old's reform will let workers spend more time with family and enjoy their lives, culture, and hobbies. In November, Microsoft Japan introduced a 3-day weekend for employees, and productivity went up by almost 40%. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton complicated Senate Republicans' impeachment strategy on Monday, declaring his willingness to testify and upping the pressure on Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and his party to summon Bolton as a witness in President Donald Trump's trial, reports the Houston Chronicle. Bolton's surprise announcement changed the political calculus for McConnell's no-witness strategy and appeared to increase the likelihood of additional testimony that could embarrass the president. Bolton said, quote, "Since my testimony is once again at issue, I have concluded that if the Senate issues a subpoena for my testimony, I am prepared to testify," end quote. The announcement was a major boost for congressional Democrats. Mike Bloomberg just released a new campaign ad featuring the most trusted jurist in America. It's not the Chief Justice, but for a billionaire candidate who needs to connect with working-class voters, someone much better, Judith Scheinlin, known in most homes as TV's Judge Judy, reports TheHill.com.
"I'm Judge Judy Scheinlin. I like to say you can judge someone's character by what they've done. Mike Bloomberg has done amazing things and will be a truly great president. His steady leadership will unite our country and bring us through these very challenging times."
"I'm Mike Bloomberg, and I approve this message."
Bloomberg has done the not-so-amazing thing of expressing interest in codifying the egregious 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which has led to the deaths of 60 million American babies in the womb. According to Proverbs 6, verse 17, God hates the shedding of innocent blood. Watched by 10 million people a day over the course of 25 years, Judge Judy could give Bloomberg instant credibility. Judge Judy's audience is largely female, mostly working class, and racially diverse. The former New York mayor is not widely known. He can be easily categorized as an out-of-touch billionaire with a less-than-warm campaign style. But millions of people honestly feel they know Judy Scheinlin, like Oprah Winfrey's endorsement of then-Senator Barack Obama for president in May of 2007. Experts estimate that action was worth 1 million votes to Obama, securing his nomination. And finally, actress Michelle Williams, age 39, won the Golden Globe for Best Actress on Sunday in a limited series or TV movie for her role in the drama series Fosse Verdon. The new BBC FX series dramatizes the toxic marriage and creative partnership that spanned 5 decades between the still-famous choreographer and filmmaker Bob Fosse, portrayed by Sam Rockwell, and Broadway star and fellow choreographer Gwen Verdon, portrayed by Michelle Williams, reports The Guardian. But it was Williams' claim that she was able to win the Golden Globe Award thanks to her decision to kill her unborn baby that struck people as both sad and bizarre.
"Thank you so much, first of all, to my Fosse Verdon family and to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. When you put this in someone's hands, you're acknowledging the choices that they make as an actor, moment by moment, scene by scene, day by day, but you're also acknowledging the choices they make as a person, the education they pursued, the training they sought, the hours they put in. I'm grateful for the acknowledgement of the choices I've made, and I'm also grateful to have lived at a moment in our society where choice exists, because as women and as girls, things can happen to our bodies that are not our choice. And I wouldn't have been able to do this without employing a woman's right to choose. To choose when to have my children and with whom.
Needless to say, the choice that Williams made to fornicate with the man led to her pregnancy, which she claims, oddly enough, was not her choice. Apparently, because she did not find him to be a suitable life partner, she aborted their child. Thus, the reference to, quote, when to have my children and with whom, end quote. Ironically enough, Williams walked the red carpet with her fiancé, Thomas Kail, with whom she is now expecting a child. So, the pregnant mother extolled the alleged virtue of baby killing on national television. Hollywood's upside-down values strike again. Isaiah 5 verse 20 declares, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, January 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.